Welcome to A Keen Mind. I'm Jude, and in this session, we'll be doing mindful standing yoga. So just take some time to congratulate yourself for focusing on your health and well-being. Through the yoga, we are aware of our posture, breath, movement, thoughts, and emotions. You'll need to wear comfortable clothes that don't restrict movement, and you'll need enough space to do movements. A yoga mat or using a carpeted floor is fine. Everyone's body is different. Some of us are more flexible than others. When doing yoga, side with compassion and wisdom as you work with these postures slowly and mindfully. Remember that it's more wise to get out of a posture if you're in pain than it is to stay in a posture when you are in pain. You're also free to forego any of the postures that are suggested if they do not feel right for your body. Pick a resting pose, either child's pose or mountain pose, to rest if you don't do the pose, and perhaps even imagine yourself engaged in the pose. Let's begin by coming into mountain pose, by allowing the feet to be shoulder width apart. Or if you wish, you may put the feet together. From this position, balance your weight so it is evenly distributed. Next, take the shoulders up, back, and down, and rest them comfortably. Allow the head to be centered over the shoulders. Shoulders are centered over the hips. Hips are centered over the feet as you stand with a posture that is alert and intelligent, allowing your palms to rest at your sides. Tuck the tailbone so the pelvis comes forward and allow the chest to be broad and open as you breathe in and out. Feel the weight being evenly distributed in mountain pose. Notice the body balancing and breathing in and out. Being present and mindful of thoughts, emotions, and sensations. On the next in-breath, raise your arms up overhead with your palms facing each other. And as you exhale, lower the arms back down to the sides. Taking a moment to notice if you feel any different after raising the arms above the head. Standing. Breathing. And noticing. We're going to do this two more times. And on the out breath, you're invited to sigh or yawn as you breathe out. Now again, as you breathe in, raising the hands above the head. And sighing or yawning as you breathe out. One last time. Breathing in, raising the arms up above the head. And as you exhale, yawning or sighing, lowering the arms back down to the sides. Now raising both arms, bringing them level with the shoulders, holding there for a moment. And on the next in-breath, allow the fingers to point toward the ceiling. And on the exhalation, lowering the arms back down to the sides. Breathing, standing. Again, raising both arms, bringing them level with the shoulders, stopping here for a moment. On the next in-breath, allow the fingers to point toward the ceiling. And on the exhalation, lowering the arms back down to the sides. On the next in-breath, raising both arms, bringing them level with the shoulders. Holding here, and on the next in-breath, allowing the fingers to point toward the ceiling. And on the exhalation, lowering the arms back down to the sides. Now we're going to do a one arm stretch. On the next in-breath, bringing the right arm towards the sky, bringing up the right heel. And on the exhalation, allowing the right arm to come down to the side as you lower the right heel. Stopping to notice any difference between the right side and the left side of the body. Now reversing. On the next in-breath, bringing up the left arm towards the sky as you bring up the left heel. And as you exhale, lower the arm and the heel back down as you are present and mindful. Now we're going to do a side bending stretch. We'll begin by breathing in and raising the arms in the air above the head. And as you exhale, the arms go to the right as your hips go to the left as you exhale. Holding the stretch for a moment. And on the next in-breath, come back to center with the arms stretched overhead. Inhale and exhale, lowering the arms back down to the sides. Raising both arms in the air as you breathe in. And as you exhale, your arms go to the left as your hips go to the right. Holding the stretch. And on the next in-breath, come back to center, stretching the arms overhead as you breathe out. Lower the arms back down to the sides. On the next in-breath, we're going to raise the arms up over the head once again, interlocking the thumbs, stretching the fingers towards the ceiling, breathing, stretching. And on the next out-breath, gently lower the arms back down to the sides, standing in mountain pose. Breathing. Being aware of thoughts, feelings, sensations. Now we will do some shoulder rolls. We will start by bringing the shoulders up, then forward and down and back. Repeating, rolling the shoulders up, forward, down and back. Several times, rolling the shoulders, noticing as the shoulders, arms and hands move with the rolling of the shoulders. And on the next out-breath, coming to a stop. And then reversing. Bringing the shoulders up, back, down, and forward. Repeat rolling the shoulders up, back, down, and forward. Several times. Noticing the arms and the hands move as the shoulders roll. And on the next out-breath, coming to a stop. Standing, breathing with awareness. Now we will do some neck stretches. From mountain pose, we will allow the chin to slowly drop down to the chest. Let the weight of your head allow you to feel a stretch in the neck as you breathe in and out. On the next in-breath, slowly bring the head back up to center and pause, noticing how the neck feels, being present with any thoughts, feelings, or sensations that may arise. Now noticing the next in-breath, and as you exhale, bring the right ear down towards the right shoulder. No forcing or straining. Just breathing into the stretch, allowing gravity to do the work. And on the next in-breath, bring the head back to center over the shoulders, noticing the impact of the stretch. Inhale, and as you exhale, bring the left ear down to the left shoulder, breathing as you allow the weight of the head to do all the work. And on the next in-breath, bringing the head center over the shoulders, standing in mountain pose, breathing. Feeling your feet on the floor, centering your body. The head is centered on the shoulders. Shoulders over the hips, tucking the tailbone and allowing the palms to be open at your sides, standing with an alert presence, standing with intelligence. Inhaling and raising the arms up overhead with the palms facing one another and a full body stretch. And on the exhalation, release the arms back down to the sides. Next, we'll do a twist. Begin by placing the hands on the hips. And on the next in-breath, standing tall. And as you exhale, twist to the right side, keeping your hips stationary while looking over your right shoulder. Breathing, feeling the twist. Inhale, and as you exhale, gently release to a neutral position. And on the next in-breath, standing tall, and as you exhale, twisting towards the left side, keeping the hips stationary while looking over the left shoulder. Breathing, feeling into the twist. And then gently releasing back to neutral. And allowing the hands to come back down to the sides. Next, we'll move into a squatting position by bending the knees and placing the hands on the thighs. Remain in the squatting position with your hands on your thighs. Or if you wish, on the next in-breath, lift both arms up into the air, palms facing each other as we rest in the squatting position, breathing. Steadying the attention, feeling the sensations, On the next in-breath, we'll come out of the squat to standing. Exhaling, allowing the arms to come back down to the sides as you stand in mountain pose. Once again, coming back into a squatting position, bending the knees and placing the hands on the thighs. You may remain in the squat with your hands on your thighs. Or if you wish, on the next in-breath, bring both arms up towards the sky with your palms facing each other, breathing. On the next in-breath, come to standing and exhale the arms back down to the sides as you rest in mountain pose. Next, we'll do a forward bend. Inhale, and as you exhale, walk the arms down the legs and slowly allow the body to drop towards the floor into a forward bend. Bending the knees slightly and allowing gravity to pull you towards the floor. Letting your head hang down loosely and shaking it yes and then no. Just allowing the head and the body to hang. Let the arms hang down as you breathe in and out. On the next in-breath, you can begin to slowly come up vertebra by vertebra, taking your time and working your way back in to mountain pose. Allowing the face to be soft, the body to be at ease, or to notice any tension that is present and just let it float here, let it be as it is. Just standing. Once again, we're going to do a full body stretch. So breathing in, bringing the arms over the head, holding the stretch for a moment, interlocking the thumbs, reaching up, holding. And on the next exhale, allowing the arms to come back down to the sides, standing once again in mountain pose. Next, we're going to do a balance pose. You may use the wall or a chair if needed. We'll begin by gradually placing more weight on the left leg and foot. Placing your arms out at your sides to balance and raise your right foot off the floor about 6 inches. If you wish to let the arms extend up towards the sky and hold, you may fixate your gaze on one object to help you balance. If you come out of the pose, just gently come back. And on the next exhalation, bringing the foot back to the ground, arms back down to the sides, noticing any differences between the legs after the first balance pose. Also noticing thoughts, feelings, and sensations. Now, with awareness, take a quarter turn to the right to see things from a new perspective. Letting the newness of this moment sink in. Then distributing weight over to the right leg and foot. Bringing the arms up at your sides As you raise your left foot off the ground about 6 inches. And if you wish, placing the arms up towards the sky and holding this balanced posture as you breathe. Letting things be just as they are. Inhaling and on the exhale, allowing the foot to come back to the floor, the arms coming back down towards the sides, and mindfully coming back into mountain pose as you breathe in and out. For the next pose, we're going to place the right foot so that the heel meets the center of the left foot, forming a T. Take a wide step out with the right leg. Firmly establish the pose, and then bending the right knee and placing the right forearm on the right thigh, and bringing the left arm up by the left ear. Feeling the stretch. And on the next in-breath, straighten the right leg and pivot to the left, facing the left foot for the same pose on the other side. The heel of the left foot should meet the center of the right foot. With a wide stance, bend the left knee and place the left forearm on the thigh as you bring the right arm up by the right ear, breathing in to the stretch. On the next in-breath, straighten the left leg and work the feet back to mountain pose, standing in mountain pose, breathing. For this next pose, you may use the wall or a chair for balance if you wish. Begin by feeling the left foot on the ground. Begin to raise your left foot and leg, grasping the leg or the pant leg with the left hand, and hold as you raise your right arm towards the sky, being present, breathing. Inhale, and on the exhalation, gently releasing the foot back to the floor, standing, breathing, feeling the right leg on the floor, and when ready, bending the right knee as you raise the right leg and grasp the leg or pant leg with the right hand. And hold as you raise your left arm towards the sky as you are present, breathing. Inhale, exhale, releasing the foot slowly back to the floor, back into standing. And in the spirit of change, let's take a quarter turn to the right and reestablish mountain pose. The The next pose is warrior. Bringing your right foot so the right heel meets the center of your left foot, making a T. Taking a wide step out with your right leg, firmly establish this posture so the weight is evenly distributed. Bending the right knee and lifting both arms level with the shoulders, making the shoulders and arms as even as possible. Look out over the right arm extended in front of you. As much as you are able, center the head over the shoulders, shoulders over the hips, tucking the tailbone and distributing your weight evenly as possible. Breathing into the stretch. On the next in-breath, straighten the right knee and now reverse the pose by bringing your left foot so that the heel meets the center of the right foot, forming a T. And firmly establish this posture so that there is even pressure going down each hip and leg so that the foot is firmly rooted in the ground and balanced. Bending the left knee and lifting your arms at shoulder level. Looking out over the left hand. And as much as you are able, centering the head over the shoulders, shoulders over the hips. Tucking the tailbone and distributing your weight evenly as possible as you breathe in and out. On the next in-breath, straightening the left knee and gently walking your feet back to mountain pose, standing. Feeling the weight evenly distributed between the feet, legs, hips, and shoulders. As you allow your arms to rest by your sides as you're present. We'll do another full body stretch. So as you inhale, bringing the arms up overhead. And as you exhale, allowing the arms to slowly return back down to the sides. From mountain pose, we're going to go into downward facing dog. Begin by bending the knees and placing both hands on the floor, walking the hands out, and having them about shoulder width apart, spreading the fingers wide and pushing the body into an inverted V. For those in downward dog, hold the pose and breathe. A modification would be puppy. Here you come to a tabletop on the hands and knees and walk the hands out in front of you as you gently allow your torso and head to come to the floor, arms stretched out in front of you, breathing. Now gently walking the feet back up towards the hands and hang in a forward bend. Or from puppy, come back to your feet and hang in a forward bend with knees slightly bent. Just allowing the weight of the body to hang naturally as you feel the stretch. You may grab the left elbow with the right hand and the right elbow with the left hand and gently twist from side to side. You may continue to hang on to the elbows or allow the arms to release towards the floor, becoming still, allowing the body's weight to hang right where it is, breathing, noticing any thoughts, feelings, or sensations, being mindful. Now you're invited to make your way to sitting and then gently lying on your back, letting the feet fall apart naturally, bringing the arms to the sides with open palms as you breathe in and out in corpse pose. Continuing to just breathe in and out, noticing where you can detect your breath most. Noticing points of contact on the floor and allowing the body to be just as it is, breathing in and out. You're invited to scan through the body, noticing any areas of tension, any points of contact, any sensations felt in the body, and just let them be as they are. Letting the body be, breathing in and out. To close the standing yoga session, I'm going to use a singing bowl. And when the sound of the bowl ends, you can gently begin to move your fingers and toes and come back to the room around you.